Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington, who covers the Wiz, he's going to join us coming up at 8:40. We'll talk about the trade rumors buzzing around the Wizards before the trade deadline in early February. But it is mid to late January, and a rite of passage for Commanders fans at this time of year is to start looking at the mocks. We're in full-on mock draft season. On CBSSports.com, they put out a mock, put out multiple mocks yesterday, and they both have Jason's guy going number one overall.
To who?
Will Levis, the quarterback out of Kentucky. Now, the one I'm looking at, the one I've pulled up, has the Carolina Panthers
trading up
with the Bears to make their move.
Why do you hate Levis? I'm watching the highlights, and I want you to answer, but I'm watching the highlights. Dude, I think he's a better runner than Josh Allen. Got a big arm. He may be inaccurate.
He's got a big arm, no doubt.
I mean,
and
he's
6'3".
A freak running.
He's not like the only one. I've told you, my son watches him a lot and he says like he's not very good.
You got to watch. You got to watch the every game of every Kentucky game.
Yeah.
Don't watch highlights.
You won't do it. You watch every Kentucky
I'm asking you. I defer to you.
I just think he's reckless. And people said it was because of his offensive line this year. And, I mean, 2 years ago, did he have a bad offensive line back-to-back years? He's just reckless with the ball. He holds the ball too long for me. Now, I'm not saying he can't be.
His running ability is
freakish. No, he can run.
Yeah.
He can run. He's got a lot of Josh Allen in him.
He's got wiggle, and he jumps over guys.
He's got a lot of Josh Allen.
Here's the blurb they have on Levis. The Panthers get aggressive to land their quarterback in the draft and make this selection because they become enamored with Levis's athleticism and arm strength during the pre-draft process.
Yep. He just turned the ball over too much for me. I watched a lot of Kentucky this year. I watched the entire Vanderbilt game.
I always said that he sucks.
I watched the entire Vanderbilt game.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the entire Tennessee game. I watched the entire Ole Miss game.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him again another game. Anyway, I felt like, now Tennessee, they had no shot. They got killed by Tennessee. But they could have beaten Ole Miss if it wasn't for Will Levis because he turned the ball over in critical moments. He just gets back there, and it's like he waits for guys to get open a little too long.
I think he does wait with the ball because a lot of his long balls were underthrown.
You can't do that in the NFL.
He might be a guy like Zach Wilson that's going to wow. I think the reason why he's sliding up the mock draft
boards
is he
definitely will wow you.
He's going to wow everybody in the shorts and T-shirt.
100%.
And the game production doesn't match up with it.
Well, if his comp is Zach Wilson, you want to stay a million miles away
from him. Well, it's just because he's athletic, right, and he's got a big arm, and he's bigger.
And he can fling
I will
it.
Say this about Levis. He's 6'3", 230, mm-hmm, and he's got a cannon.
He looks the part.
Looks the part, and he's going to wow you.
And the way he runs is impressive.
In the workouts. But in live action, I just was disappointed. I expected a bigger year from him, and he just, I think he had 13 picks or 12 picks.
And how many touchdowns?
Not that many. Not this year.
What about the kid from Florida? Could he slide all the way to 16
for
Washington?
Let me ask you a question. Would you, if Will Levis slid to 16?
Well, they haven't gone one.
He ain't going one. I don't think he's going one overall. If he slid to 16, would you want to take him?
Absolutely.
I think you'd have to.
Absolutely. 100%.
JP mentioned Anthony Richardson. This mock has the Commanders taking Anthony Richardson at number 16.
I saw a video of him yesterday, and he has a laser, too.
Now, he's just raw.
6'4".
He's very raw.
He doesn't have a lot of playing experience, but...
Which I don't like.
He's 6'4". He's over 230. He's a tank. He can bowl
over guys.
But
that's what these teams are going to do. They're going to reach, all right, because they're desperate for quarterbacks, and guys like Richardson and Levis will go higher than they probably would.
Who's played more, Richardson or Levis? Have they both played about the same amount?
Levis.
Levis.
But Levis... But Levis was at Penn State and couldn't beat out Sean Clifford, so he transferred to Kentucky. He was a two-year starter at Kentucky.
I've seen some Sean Clifford in person, and not very impressive.
All right, well, Joe Burrow couldn't beat out, who's at Haskins.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's what PFF says about Levis.
Look, I'm not saying Levis isn't better than Clifford, but I'm giving the backstory on him. Hello. I'm just trying to tell you why he was at Penn State and then why he transferred to Kentucky.
Pro Football Focus has a mock draft. They have Bryce Young 1, C.J. Stroud 2, and they got Levis 3. Mm-hmm. And what they say about Levis, this is from Mike Renner, who comes on the show. He says, Levis is a pure tools projection. So that's what it is. It's not production. It's the tools. He possesses the best combination of arm strength and mobility in the draft class. And then it does say NFL evaluators will like that he's played under two different NFL offensive coordinators. He just needs to improve his accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the knock against Josh Allen, though. Mm-hmm. Accuracy. Yeah.
Yep.
No, he might be like a Trey Lance / Zach Wilson that just wows you physically, and then you're hoping that it's going to turn into a really good quarterback.
I'm not saying he can't get there. I'm just saying that's the negatives
Jason,
on him.
If they have him projected in some of these to go one, I don't see a scenario where he drops to 16.
No, I don't think so. I was just asking if you would want him.
Well, would I even want Anthony Richardson? What's your take on Richardson?
Physical freak, but he couldn't hit the ocean from a boat.
He has accuracy woes as well.
Yeah. I thought Trey Lance was the most inaccurate I've ever seen.
But he hasn't played a lot of football.
Yeah, I don't know if
how many games has Anthony Richardson played as a college player?
Not even two full seasons, I don't believe.
You like Richardson?
I love him.
You do?
But I'm not a scout because he just oozes with potential.
Yeah, that's
You can't teach what he has.
Correct.
I mean, he's a tree trunk. He's fast. He's powerful.
He's got a gun.
He's got an absolute laser.
And if you can harness it, you can harness the passing. Yeah. Well, Lance,
he's just inaccurate. I mean, you watched the Utah game at the beginning of the season with Anthony Richardson, and the next day he was number one overall in all the mock drafts.
Right.
Then you watch him later in the season, and I think he threw 14 straight incompletions during a game.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, this guy drives me nuts.
But like you said, that's what these teams are going to do with guys like Richardson.
That's what I saw
Levis.
With Lance in the one game. He was throwing it like 10 feet over guys' heads. Like, Lance was the most worst I've ever seen.
I saw yesterday was Anthony Richardson. He was just in shorts. It looked like he was just practicing kind of on his own at like a high school field. And he's rolling out, and then he throws it what appears to be 500 yards.
I feel like
he's just kind of a rogue.
But I feel like Richardson's the type of guy that if Ron picked him in year one or year two, it makes a lot of sense. Like in year four, when he's desperate to hang on to his job and he needs, I think, 12 or 13 wins to hang on to his job. Are you really going to waste your first round pick on a guy that might not start for you in a year or two?
Right.
When you might not even be there?
Yeah, but isn't that a good insurance policy, though, for Hal? Like, you start Hal because he had the year.
I don't know,
then
man.
You get him to learn for a year.
Maybe, like, if Ron actually thinks he's going to be here longer than just this upcoming season, maybe it makes sense.
Yeah.
I just don't see how he would have that mindset.
Yeah, but could he pass on him? Let's just say that Levis was there.
He probably couldn't because the value is going to be too good. If the guy's projected to be like a top 5 or 7 pick and he tumbles down at 16, like you would have to.
I'm wondering if a team like Indy or a team like Carolina are going to do everything in their power to trade up to one to get to Chicago's spot because they really desired one of those QBs.
They probably would.
Whether it's Stroud or Bryce or Levis.
Somebody's
going to
be interested in moving up. I mean, the Panthers are sitting there at 9 and if they just stand pat, all the quarterbacks are going to be taken except for Richardson.
The kid I really like, and I think it's a big-time need for Washington, is Joey Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. I think he's a tall corner. He can run. He's got elite speed. He's tall. He's got to be 6'2".
They have the Ravens picking him at 23 in this mock.
I think he's legit. I think he's really good. And I think they'll be looking at a corner. Mm-hmm. Maybe an offensive lineman. I don't know.
But you cannot pick an interior offensive lineman at 16, can you? Isn't that a bit of a reach?
No, I don't know.
Usually like don't.
A tackle.
Maybe a tackle.
Somebody's going to be like a left or right tackle. Sure.
You pick might him in the need first right round. Tackle.
Okay. Back to Anthony Richardson, because he could potentially drop and be a tantalizing pick for Washington. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Completion percentage this year, take a guess.
58%.
58.
Just slightly above 53.8%. That's pretty troubling for a college quarterback.
Pretty low.
Well, that's the knock on him.
Why can't you draft an interior lineman? All we did was talk about how much we miss Sheriff and we need help on the line.
Just for value.
Yeah, because my front office doesn't draft interior offensive linemen in the first round. That's strictly the domain of second round and later.
I think you can in the later part. It's just not good value.
If I pick 30 or 31 like Drabs Seahawks used to have eternally, okay, maybe I pick a guard or a center there. I'm not spending 60
pick on a guard. If you determine, and it might be that guard or center is your number one possible need, then you're trading down.
But I thought you guys always, you guys enjoyed the Sheriff pick when they picked him at the top 10.
Because Sheriff was supposed to be a tackle.
Thought he was going
to
be a tackle.
They moved him to guard after one practice.
I know, but during the whole draft process, they said that they're probably going to move him to guard. I remember. I remember the show when we talked about him.
Didn't the Ravens take a center in the first round?
Yeah, they took Linderbaum.
Yeah, Linderbaum out of Iowa.
Who's been amazing.
What number? Linderbaum.
Late 20s?
It was like 28 or 24.
Yeah, yeah. I think in that range you can.
Oh, no, that's unheard of for a center.
He'll be their center for 10 years.
Yeah.
Linderbaum is silly. I actually advocated he should win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I heard you stumping for him.
I think you can, but I think at 16 is a little early.
That's very early
to take
for an interior
guard or
lineman.
Center.
No, thank you.
I think I would just trade down to the
Keely Ringo kid at Georgia is legit, too. The corner. I think if they go corner, they'll be targeting one of those kids. I don't know, maybe they'll be gone before 16. Mm-hmm. But you want a corner, don't you?
Yes,
I do. I know,
do you want a lineman before a corner?
I think it's a more pressing need, but I don't think for value I would take a guard or center at 16.
No, I'm saying corner.
I know, but I'm saying overall.
You take a tackle. I get it. You take a tackle.
I would take a corner at 16 if I got plug in right away.
I think those guys will go probably
corner.
I think they'll definitely go corner.
In this mock, they have a corner going to pick after the Commanders. Cam Smith going to the Steelers.
Oh, South Carolina.
From South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Well, at 16, you're going to get a really good player. So,
unless they grasp at a quarterback.
Well, you'd love that.
I don't think they're going to, though.
I don't think they would either.
But are they going to pass? Let's say Anthony Richardson's there with all that potential. Are they going to pass on that?
They might.
What about trading up?
I don't feel like he's ready right away.
What
if they loved Bryce Young and
Bryce
just
Young's
went all
like
in
six
on him?
Foot, right?
I understand he's small. I heard somebody, and it was an NFL guy, compare him to Steph Curry. Like they thought he was that good.
They say he's just the way he sees a field is just off the charts compared to the other guys in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about Levis kind of waiting for guys to get open. Well, they say Bryce kind of throws.
One thing
open.
I noticed when I watched Levis is his long balls. He has arm obviously, but the receivers have to come back for it. It's almost like he's throwing too late.
I don't like that scouting report.
It's like underthrowing him.
Jason, do you like any of the quarterbacks in this class?
Like Bryce. I really like Bryce Young. But
size for Bryce.
The size is a little alarming. But
that's like the same size as Howell.
6 foot guys have been successful
for sure.
But in the NFL, especially if you're a bad offensive line, because Davis Mills was sacked a bunch. You saw Justin Fields sacked a bunch. Now maybe it's because he's holding the ball a little too long. I just think Young is legit. But I don't know. The NFL is a different animal. Mm-hmm. Just because you're great in college, we've seen it a billion times.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to be really good in the
NFL.
So
hard to project.
Yeah.
Especially when guys are running wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, we'll talk more Wizards with Chase Hughes. Covers the Wiz for NBC Sports Washington. That's coming up at 8:40 here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, we were talking about it during the break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 100% back in the day, knowing the publicity that the slap thing is gaining and it's going to, you know, TBS is covering it, Dana White's behind it, whatever.
Yeah.
We would 100% have couples come in and do like a cheeks, you know.
Yeah, like slaps. Butt slaps.
Butt slaps. Bun slaps.
Yeah.
We would 100% do it.
We wouldn't have couples slap each other in the face.
No, on their butt.
Then the authorities would be here and it's just a big thing.
Is it possible we could still do it? Like, why not?
This day? We can
three
run
couples.
Running up the flagpole.
I'm running up the flagpole now. Three couples, the first three couples that want to come in, your wife has to wear a thong. I think that's the only thing, right? You have to wear a thong because you need a lot of skin exposed.
We're making up these rules as we go, sure.
And then we just do butt slaps. And then we judge based on imprint, redness.
Guys wearing thongs, too.
The sound. That's a good bit.
Guy thong?
And then, should we have them slap the guys, too?
It's a double rating. It's a double rating.
All right, so then what do the guys have to wear, though? Speedo? Can we just stop at Speedo there?
Jeans.
Right. Do you think we could get, at this point in our career,
knowing our aging audience,
could we get three couples to come in here and do it?
I don't know.
And if we had, like, what if we had a $1,000 prize? $1,000 prize.
I think with a $1,000 prize, we could get the word out and definitely get couples.
Three couples?
Sure. I think so.
Now, how do you win?
It's a judge.
Junkies.
Wait,
what are we judging?
Cheeks. We're judging the best. Cheeks, the imprint.
The sound, the audio sound.
Everything. The damage, the bruising, the bleeding.
No, it's subjective.
Yeah, I mean, we all want people bleeding.
But what happens if you get, you know.
It's your butt. It doesn't matter.
Are we judging the butt or the slap?
No, the slap.
You're about to bleed.
You can judge whatever you want.
It's not a hot butt contest.
Yeah.
So if you go,
you can have a heinous butt.
A big saggy butt in here.
Yeah, it's fine.
A hairy, pimply butt.
This is a chance for you to show off your ability to take a slap.
Yeah.
And your husband's ability to do it. And you can slap your husband's butt, too. We'll do an obligatory, like, you could slap the husband's butt. We'll do that real quick.
We'll do that off air.
Yeah, off air. Do you think we could get three couples?
Probably.
For $1,000?
For $1,000?
For $1,000, you could.
Tom Mooney would give $1,000.
Tom Mooney.
So we always lean on the Moonster.
Hey, he's got deep pockets.
He definitely does.
I mean, he's the one who gave the money for Cakes' Coffin Challenge 20 years ago.
I bet John Allen would give us $1,000.
That was before he was paying.
He'd be our celebrity judge.
John Allen, he could judge the cheeks.
Yeah, he and his wife.
We could bring the wife in.
They could participate.
We could see what John's
I'm
got.
Sure John Allen's going to sully his brand by judging.
I bet John would come in. He likes us.
What about Zim? We've kind of forgotten about Zim.
You think Heather would let Zim come in here and do it?
I don't know.
He's got so many kids, he probably wants a day off.
We could get Zim in here, too.
Does Zim have four kids now?
He's got a rack of them. Yeah.
Yes, he has four.
Prolific. Hey.
I think he's got four all under the age of...
Like five?
Eight? No, I think the oldest might be around eight.
Yeah.
Hey, Drab, I think it's coming into fruition. I feel like we're manifesting it.
The plan's coming together.
Yeah.
You know, I'll let Valdez can take the lead on this one. I got a pickleball call today.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Well, you saw the big pickleball news yesterday, right? The celebrity event?
No, I did not see the big pickleball news yesterday.
All right, how about this news? Are you being serious?
Was it on the ESPN.com?
It might have been. You know why? You know why? Are you being serious? Or are you just?
I'm being serious. I did not see the pickleball news. Pickleball.
John McEnroe, Michael Chang, Andre Agassi, and there's one other. I can't remember.
I wish it was Yvonne Lendl.
Competing for $1 million.
You can play in wheelchairs?
Competing for $1 million prize in some sort of pickleball round robin thing or whatever they're doing.
It's Roddick, right? Did you say Roddick?
Roddick.
Yeah, Roddick.
So it's Roddick, Chang, Mack, and who's the fourth one?
Agassi,
yeah.
By the way, my money would be on Andre, I think.
I might go with the youngest up there. Yeah,
I'd go Roddick.
I might go Roddick.
Could be Roddick. You know who's really good? Dirk is really good.
Hey, I like how you always call tennis irrelevant, and the only time I hear about pickleball in the news is when tennis players are participating.
Maybe. I mean, look, the celebs are flocking to it. I don't know if you guys were paying attention, if you watch any of the clips. Dirk Nowitzki's very good at pickleball. Like, he's really good.
Well, he should be. He's 7-1.
Yeah, but he has touch. He understands the game completely. It's big. He's really good.
Who's putting up the $1 million?
I don't know. I think there's a network covering it.
Yeah, Mooney, right. He Mooney be clutch.
Yeah.
Mooney's got deep pockets, but he would be willing to put up prize money
for the
years ago before he was paying for University of Georgia and South Carolina.
That's
pricey. He might step back a little bit.
Out of state tuition.
I bet
adds
you the Don't Sleep guy would put up $1,000. Don't sleep on the cheeks.
I don't think Don't Sleep's taken off like that yet.
No?
Not yet.
His money's tied up in his
yeah, he's pumping it back into the brand.
Don't slap.
He's not Celsius yet. He's trying.
I guarantee we could get $1,000 prize.
I'm sure we can.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doubting whether or not we get some fine booties in here.
It probably wouldn't be that fine.
I hate that word.
You might get one.
It's the worst.
It's pretty hard. I mean, it'd be hard to find. You know? But maybe there'd be... I mean, we do have a large swinger population in the area.
We do.
Ashburn. It's like one of the swinger capitals.
Swinger capital.
I've heard rumors.
Everybody's got pineapple door knockers, White Rocks.
They all go to Clyde's. Mm.
That was so long ago.
Clyde's the hang.
Yes. Everybody knows that.
When did we do that? That was a hometown happy hours?
Oh, that was
so long ago.
I think Mike Shanahan was coaching.
I think we could get it done. I think we could manifest it.
All right, take that call. It's the guy who always calls in about his daughter who plays pickleball. Oh, it's our one pickleball caller.
Oh, okay. What does he want to talk
about? I don't know. Pickleball.
Hey, we're not opposed to father-daughter slaps if they're of age.
It is open line Thursday. We're not doing that. Open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. What's up?
Hey, you guys haven't been talking about the D.C. pickleball team.
What? The D.C.
That's
pickleball
probably
team?
A good reason for that.
Go ahead. Who's on it?
Sam Querrey's on it, mm-hmm. And the French guy is owned by Justin Verlander and Eva Longoria.
Right, so Sam Querrey is a former top whatever 20 pro.
He was in studio with us, right?
No, I think you're thinking of Marty Fish. But
no,
Sam
I think Sam Querrey was in studio.
He might have been here too.
100%.
But he's transferred, and there's going to be more and more guys from pro tennis, and you know it's his pro tennis career basically behind him, and he's now taking up professional pickleball. Wants to do that full time.
Yeah, and Monica's on the team. My daughter's on the team.
Okay, nice.
And they play out at Dilldinkers. They practice out at Dilldinkers in Columbia, and then they go to Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, no, it's called Dilldinkers?
Dilldinkers is a great name.
That is a great name for pickleball.
It's now, a great name for anything,
How many courts do they have there?
They have six indoor courts right now, and they're expanding to another 10.
Why is Querrey here?
Because he's playing for the D.C. team. He was drafted, probably.
They all got drafted.
Yeah. Which league is this? Is this the MVP or whatever? Or which league is this one?
This is the Challenger League. MLP, the Challenger League.
MLP. Okay. So that's the league below the top league.
The Premier, yes.
Yeah. All right. I like it.
And then they're gonna halfway through the season, they redraft.
Right.
And they're going to move players around.
I wish I did that in my high stakes fantasy league. I know. I wouldn't have picked Kamara and Cook 10 and 11. I know that.
I know the Wizards wish they did that this year. Have a redraft.
Now, did you coach your daughter, or she got professional coaching from somebody else?
No, she was a soccer player, and she just took up pickleball, and then she worked her way up in these tournaments, and she won the Atlantic City tournament, and she won the Gamma Open, then she got sponsored by Gamma. And then she practiced a lot with Ben Johns over here in Maryland when he was in Maryland before he went to California. And now Jolo, whatever.
We all got one of those. I got a silly Jola.
I think they're giving her a contract too, along with Gamma. So
nice.
She's done pretty well. I stay out of the picture. I just don't get involved.
How old is your daughter?
She's 29.
29. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck to her.
You know what, Drabby? Do you have his number in case we need?
He calls every week. I know, but
we're putting together the tournament. Dill Picklers or whatever is it called? What's it called?
Dill Dinkers.
Dude, that might be the spot. He said they have 6 indoor and they're going to expand to 10 more.
Where is it?
Columbia.
It's in Columbia, Maryland. That's where they practice.
Gotcha. Dude, that's the spot where we're going to do our event. They have 16 courts.
It's a beautiful complex.
Dill Dinkers. That's unbelievable.
I got Noel's phone number.
All right, Noel. Thank you, buddy.
hey, thanks a million, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Noel.
Is his daughter going to be in the butt slap?
Oh, we forgot to ask.
He passed on that. I heard him say at the top. Not going to happen.
Oh, really? All right.
Does Will want to call in about the butt slap? Huh? No? Is that just a donk that calls all the time?
It's unscreen.
Well, who cares? I can take unscreen calls.
It is open line Thursday.
I've been doing this for 30 years, Valdez. I have the ability to take an unscreen call. These guys think the screen and the calls are so critical.
I don't know the color code system that you guys got there.
I know. Green means go. Green means you go to the call. Yellow means dicey. Hasn't been screened yet.
Yeah.
White, I'm not sure. White, I think, means Drab's actively talking to the person.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening.
I guess. Anyway, if you're down, if you're a couple and you're down for the cheeks slap contest, whatever, we got to come up with a good name for it.
Got to find a good name.
JP, you're good at that. Some sort of alliteration for the buns.
Slap for cash. I mean, it's not really perfect.
No, but you got to say bun slap. Like, you got to hit the cheeks in there or something. Somehow you got to get.
He's got to go in the lab. He can't just create it off the cuff like that.
You
got to
have buns in there, or cheeks, or whatever words we have for buns.
Tukus. That's a really old word for it.
That's hard to rhyme.
All right, it's hard to rhyme with that.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Open line Thursday. Hey, bud.
Hey, got a quick question. This is bit season related, not the show, but the actual bit season.
Okay.
So Drab answered, and I guess he was tantalized by my question. I was wondering, for the non-P1s and myself, too, when does bit season start? Like, not the show.
Right. We're getting pretty close.
And
we might be there. We might be there right now.
Full bit season is when
the caps are eliminated.
The caps and the Wizards are no longer playing, and then it's just the spot where you have the Nats up until, like, NFL training.
Yeah, basically May through August.
I will say officially, I'm out on sports right now.
He doesn't care about the NFL playoffs.
I mean, they're fine. They entertain me, but I can't talk about the Bills every day for 6 weeks. Yeah, I just can't do it.
And part two, what do the masses have to expect with bit season?
With bit season? Well, I don't know.
It's got to be organic, like ass slaps.
We've been talking about it. Ass slaps and pickleball tournament.
Yeah. And we'll probably have some sort of like chef thing, like we did peanut butter and jelly.
We're trying to do a Ryan Clary
casserole,
Ryan Clary cougar dating game.
Yeah, we're gonna have a grandma dating game.
Grandma dating game.
Love that.
Yeah. You got any ideas?
It's gotta be organic.
You got any ideas?
I like the grandma dating game.
Yeah, are you down? Do you like to tag old ladies?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do. I do, because I'm married to one.
Oh, really?
I go out on that one.
Bill, how old are you? Solid. How old are you?
I'm 50.
You're 50? How old's your wife?
Yeah. She's 49.
49. All right. Robbed the cradle.
I'll be banging.
You want to be in the butt slap contest?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Would you come in? Honestly, would you bring your wife at this stage in your life to win $1,000? You would not?
No. She could hold up, but I mean,
what if we put a mask on her, like some of those like OnlyFans videos or something, you know?
Look like Rey Mysterio.
Would she do that?
Luchador mask.
Hey, I think JP has a gimp mask next to his sex swing.
What do they call those masks that sometimes you, like, you know, they're just like they cover your eyes, like in an Eyes Wide Shut thing or something, right?
Just a regular party mask.
What do they
call
it? You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, sure.
It's like a black mask.
It's like a Lone Ranger mask. Yeah. That's a very old Red Hood suit.
I don't know what you call it.
It looks like the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar mask. Let's say that the girls could wear a Hamburglar mask if they wanted to.
Hamburger.
Or don't they have those where it has like a stick attached to it?
Yeah, that's very
old school. That would be the one. Yes. You have to have a stick attached to the Hamburglar mask.
Like a masquerade party.
Yeah. And then your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend. Yeah. Smack the cheeks.
Yep.
Right. $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. Eyes wide butt.
Eyes wide. That
might be it.
Eyes wide butt. That's a perfect name.
That might be it.
No, he's nailed it.
You might be surprised, Rap. We might be able to get three couples.
So far, everyone said no.
Is that right?
Well, if we wanted to truly sell out, and this would never happen, we would get 8 no votes.
Yeah.
We would each bring in our wives into it.
Oh, I'm so sure.
Right. Our wives would all know that would happen.
Yeah. That would be our highest rated show ever, though, if we teased it.
Yeah, that would have to be the going out with a bang type of show. Yeah. That would be our final show.
If I slapped my wife, she'd call the cops on me.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a bit.
Beyond a divorce lawyer. I mean, right.
If you could convince me it would get us number one ratings. Right. In our bonus, I might be able to convince him.
Might be able to twist the arm.
Maybe.
All right, when we come back, we will talk some Wizards with Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Head out now to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We welcome in Chase Hughes. Been a while since we talked to him. Good to have him back. Chase, good morning. How are you?
There he is.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So the Wizards get a nice win last night in Bradley Beal's return, but there are now a lot of rumors swirling around this team with the trade deadline just about 3 weeks away. Rui Hachimura's name's been mentioned. Kyle Kuzma's a potential trade target, even though it sounds like the team would like to free up some money and focus on signing him to a longer-term lucrative deal. What's the latest you're hearing on the Wizards trade front with just about 3 weeks to the deadline?
Yeah, a lot of their players, their names are being mentioned in trade rumors because they've got a lot of guys on expiring deals and they're underperforming in the standings. And those are two players that I definitely think will factor into the equation. Certainly Rui Hachimura, it's just kind of deductive reasoning looking at the fact that he's not under contract next year. They weren't able to get an extension done in October. While that didn't surprise me, you know, you get to this point and you see some of the other players that they might want to pay instead, and you realize that they can't keep everyone because this roster could get pretty expensive, especially if you keep Kyle Kuzma because he's making $13 million this year. He's probably going to see that price double, if not go up more than that. So you're not going to be able to keep Rui Hachimura if that's the case. So I think there's a decent chance he gets traded. Kyle Kuzma, they want to hold on to, and I think you can see why. He's having a really good year. He's 27. I think he's on the way up in his career. But another guy I would look at is Will Barton. You know, he's out of the rotation. He's making about $14.5 million on an expiring deal, and he's a veteran player who I think would interest another team. So he kind of reminds me of where Davis Bertans was last year, and, of course, he ended up getting traded.
Chase, on the Rui front, this is more like business and front office related. Is there disappointment there if he eventually moves on that – like Ted and the marketing people, that they just saw like so many dollar signs and exposure for the Wizards overseas in the Japanese market, and we know how big the NBA is in Asia and Japan, and Hachimura was a perfect like marketing tool for that. Is there disappointment on that front too, that seems like that's going to go away, obviously, if he gets dealt?
Well, I think that did bring benefits to them, but some of that sponsorship money has gone away. You know, in recent years, they don't have the same sponsorships in Asia. But as a player, I think he worked out pretty well, or he has worked out pretty well. He was all rookie in his first year, the first player the Wizards had selected to do that since Bradley Beal. Now, he just hasn't, really blossomed to reach his full potential to this point. But as far as the draft pick itself, they've made some other picks where you could second guess and look at guys that were picked after them. You know, if you go back to that draft, it wasn't like they completely blew it. It was a pretty decent draft pick. Like Tyler Hero was selected behind him. He was the sixth man of the year last year, but it's not like they passed on, an all-star or a star that it's like, oh wow, they really screwed that one up. So I think that was actually a pretty decent draft pick. It's just that, I think they can't keep him and Kyle Kuzma. So they're probably in a position where they're going to try to get something for him before they lose him for nothing.
One thing I was saying before, Chase, and I want your opinion on this, this is just an opinion, is that Tommy Shepard's probably frustrated because they would have liked to have seen more of a sample size with Beal playing with Porzingis and Kuzma, and they haven't seen much of it. I think it's about 20 games, maybe half the games they've played with that pairing. When you see that pairing, like last night, when they were all healthy and playing, how good can that team be?
Very good offensively. I mean, all three guys have averaged 20-plus points per game this year with decent efficiency, like Beal's averaging a career high in field goal percentage and Now, Porzingis and Kuzma have been pretty good shooting the ball this year. I think it could be pretty good offensively. And we've seen when they've been healthy, I think when they were 9-7 through 16 games, that was a pretty decent representation of what this team can be when they're healthy. That was right when Rui Hachimura got hurt and missed a month. And they're already without DeLon Wright and Corey Kispert. And the bottom kind of fell out. They ended up losing 10 straight games. So it's like when they're healthy, they can be pretty good. I think what they need to shore up as they approach the trade deadline and the offseason is like, okay, well, what happens when we're not healthy? Because, Beal has missed a decent amount of time this year and last year. Porzingis has been healthy for the most part, but you know injuries can crop up with him. And injuries are, in general, pretty inevitable in professional sports. You got to make sure that you can withstand injuries. And so I think whether it's depth or, you know, things that are missing in terms of what else is in their rotation, like three-point shooting or defense, they need to try to raise the floor of their team, you know, just anticipating injuries, because you're not going to be fully healthy 100% of the time.
Do you think they're a playoff team?
I think they're a postseason team. I think they can get into the play-in tournament,
right.
But, you know, we're into the second half of the year. They'd have to go on a pretty decent run to get into the playoffs, and then, of course, you know, advance through the play-in tournament. It'd be tough to get to the playoffs outright, which right now requires a 6 seed. So I think they can get into the play-in tournament because, you know, they've played a really difficult schedule so far this year, one of the toughest schedules. They've got one of the more manageable schedules moving forward. They've also played a ton of road games. It's been really there's been an imbalance there where they've played the majority of their games on the road, and they've been better at home. So as those things kind of even out over the course of the rest of the season, and if they make the right moves at the deadline and Bradley Beal stays healthy, I think they can play better than they have in recent weeks. And I think they can get into the postseason, but, you know, the playoffs, we'll see. They'd have to win a few games in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Talking to Chase Hughes, covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. All right, don't give us the politically correct answer. They drafted Johnny Davis with their first-round pick this year, pretty high. What are you hearing about him?
Well, it's the number one question I get asked from agents and executives around the league, just like, what's the deal with Johnny Davis? What's going on? And I think he's with the Capital City Go-Go, and I think it's a competence issue for him right now. It's going to basically probably amount to a redshirt year for him because he's not playing for the Wizards right now. And I asked Wes Unseld Jr. recently, like, hey, could he finish the season strong like Corey Kispert did last year? And he was pretty blunt, saying the minutes probably aren't going to be there for him. So offensively, he's just really far behind where he needs to be to make an impact at the NBA level. I think he's ahead of his offense when it comes to his defense. I talked to the head coach of the Capital City Go-Go, Mike Williams, and he said that they assigned Johnny to the best offensive player on the opposing team every night. So he's playing well defensively. The shooting numbers and the turnover numbers right now are limiting his ability to move up to the NBA level, but certainly it's not the start he was hoping for. I think he's had just a tough year overall adjusting to the speed of the game. He's had some injuries, and also, you know, he was a first-time father like the week before NBA training camp, so he's just had a whirlwind of life experiences lately, and I think it's just going to amount to a redshirt year, and they'll hope that, you know, he can just lay a foundation to be better moving forward.
Chase, you talked about that road schedule, and they have played a ton of road games, but the road schedule continues. Now, they do play Orlando Saturday at home, and you got to beat Orlando at home, and they're 12 games under 500, but anything can happen. But then they play Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, San Antonio, Detroit, consecutive on the road. And then they come back and play a few home games. Then they play Golden State, Portland, Minnesota, Chicago, Atlanta on the road. I mean, they've got a ton of road games in the late January and February.
Yeah, and then things will just even out in March. Most of their games in March are at home.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think it's like five of their next six games are on the road. And, you know, over the course of the season, it might even out. But you only got 10 games left until the trade deadline. And, of course, if things were to crater now, that would definitely factor into how they approach the trade deadline. So they are looking to turn things around sooner than later, and they got to do so on the road if it's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, and you got to beat, like I said, you got to beat Orlando. You got to go to Houston and win. San Antonio, you got to beat them. Detroit, you got to, you know, if you're going to make that play in, you've got to beat those teams that are below you in the standings. But, man, it's the NBA. You never know. I mean, some teams just choose not to show up. You saw it a couple games last night. Teams are just getting blown out by teams that are worse than them. So it'll be interesting.
All right.
Yeah, and with those.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, with those teams, the Wizards have been better against sub-500 teams, but those young teams, they play hard, and sometimes they can catch the Wizards on the wrong night.
Right, right.
For sure.
Chase, thanks as always. We appreciate the time. As Chase Hughes covers the Wiz for NBC Sports Washington. We'll have you on again soon, maybe close to the trade deadline. Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
Yep. All right, when is the deadline again, Case?
February 9th, 3 p.m.
Oh, it's just a couple days after you give me my birthday gift.
Except, I like how you're getting it out there. You're getting it out there 3-plus weeks in advance.
Right. Where did they draft Johnny Davis? Was he
10. 10th overall.
They drafted a red shirt, number 10.
Yeah. It might go down as one of the worst ever. Now, I know 10's not like...
It's a lot of people. Like, Tommy's a nice guy, Tommy Shepard, and I think he's super been nice. In charge now for 4 years. I saw a lot on social media when I tweeted out yesterday, should they trade Rui? And the responses were fire time.
Really?
I mean, and then why would you hire Ernie Disciple, that sort of thing?
That drumbeat's going to continue until this team is actively participating in the playoffs.
I guess because he was loyal and deserved a shot. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing you say, Ted's loyal. So I don't know.
He's proven that over the years, no doubt. Coming up next, we'll talk NFL playoffs with Jason Locke and Florida Odyssey NFL Insider next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.